Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the San Antonio Spurs and the Washington Wizards. San Antonio comes in with a record of 19-54. Washington is 32-41 on the year. Over their last 10, Spurs 3-7 have lost 2 in a row, while Washington over that span 2-8 have lost 4 straight. Here are the numbers. San Antonio averages 112.1 per game and surrenders 122.2, while Washington scores 112.7 and surrenders 113.7. Turnovers 15 per game by the Spurs, 13.5 by the Wizards. Washington is 48.5% from the field, while San Antonio shoots 46.6%. Three-point shooting, 34.8% for the Spurs, 35.7% by the Wizards. Washington, 79.1% from the free throw line, while San Antonio shoots 74.1%. And lastly, we have bench scoring, 42 points per game from San Antonio's bench, 33.3% from the second squad of the Wizards. The Wizards won the first meeting of these two teams, 127-106. They are the home team in this one. Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma, though, both out. Ooh. And San Antonio is without Keldon Johnson, most likely, as he's listed as doubtful. Look, this game could go either way with those two injuries. Washington's going to have a hard time scoring enough points. Although, if there's ever a tonic for not being able to score because you guys are out, it's playing the San Antonio team, which gives up so many points so easily. But I call this a pick'em game with those two guys being out. I'll give a slight edge to the Wizards, but just slight. Don't be surprised if San Antonio wins this game because of those injuries. And that'll do it for our on-court look of San Antonio and Washington. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the San Antonio Spurs and the Washington Wizards. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Washington Wizards at home, sitting at 7 overall in the spread, with the over-under of 234.5. Now, when we look at these two teams in the offensive end, Washington right now is currently ranked 22nd overall in the NBA, averaging 112.7 points, while San Antonio is a little bit below them as well, averaging 112.1 points, currently ranked 25th overall in the NBA. Now, the Spurs are one of the worst teams when it comes to points allowed. They're currently ranked dead last right now, allowing and averaging 122.2 points, while Washington is a little bit below the middle of the pack right now, averaging and allowing 113.7. Now look, if you add this all up right now, you're probably looking at the under, but I would consider taking the over in this game. If you look at it right now, their last 10 meetings overall, the over has been favored 9-1 in that category, so I would lean to take the over in this one. Also, if you just want to take it in Washington right now, look at their last 11 meetings just in Washington alone, the over still has been favored 9-1 in that category, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. Now, one player I'm always going to take the over on right now, who's been balling right now, is Bradley Beal right now. Now, if you look at his last 9 games, he's been averaging 24.8 points a game, almost close to 25 points, and the season average is around 23.2. Now, currently right now, it's sitting at 23.5. I expect it to go up a little bit because he has been playing a lot better of late, so I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Bradley Beal. Now, another player I'm definitely liking right now, especially on the Spurs side, is Keldon Johnson right now. Right now, sitting at 21.5. Now, I know his last 5 games, he's averaging just around that same number. However, he's just coming off of scoring 29 points against the Milwaukee Bucks. I think he's slowly getting into the rhythm of being that go-to scorer for the San Antonio Spurs and being more consistent. So I would definitely lean and take the over on Keldon Johnson. Now, when it comes to this overall spread, I think this is a little bit too high for Washington here at home. And the Spurs actually trend pretty well against Washington. If you just look at their last 15 matchups in Washington alone, San Antonio has been 11-4 against the spread. So I would definitely lean towards San Antonio on the spread here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the San Antonio Spurs and the Washington Wizards. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.